best technicians in the country. They'll give you more for your trade than anybody, better price than anybody, better selection than anybody on Chrysler, Dodges, and Jeeps. So I don't know why you'd go anywhere else. It's just silly. Shop online at Landers.com or give Kevin a call. Say, I heard they dedicated a song to you on the buzz. 501-316-4400. All right, Matty, you ready?
I am.
I'm ready.
We missed it last week.
I sure did.
So did I.
Why?
We got busy.
Loser.
Well, anyways, I'll bring you up to speed here. Last week, Thor: The Dark World came in first at the box office for the second week in a row. It has brought in a total of $152 million so far and is close to making its budget back of $170 million. Coming in at a very strong number two was The Best Man Holiday. You heard about that one?
Nope.
Yeah, it brought in $30 million on its opening weekend. With a budget of just $17 million, it was an instant success. If you're not familiar with The Best Man Holiday or its predecessor, the 1999 sleeper hit The Best Man, these are the two movies with the predominantly African-American cast that were not written and directed by Tyler Perry.
Is there a Butler with a Lazy Eye in this movie?
There should have been.
That was an artistic choice by Forrest Whitaker in The Butler.
And I think, very gutsy at that.
This week we have two new movies opening in wide release, and the first is certain to knock that mighty hammer out of Thor's firm and sweaty grip. First up, we have the second installment in the Hunger Games series titled Catching Fire. I don't know a whole lot about the Hunger Games, but what I do know is that America's newest sweetheart, Jennifer Lawrence, is in it, and that's good enough for me. I've seen Miss Lawrence making the talk show rounds this week, and she's sporting the almost always detrimental short hairdo. Fortunately, in the newest Hunger Games movie, her hair is still long and she's so hot, I could literally just sit and watch her do taxes for 2 hours, so I'll go see this one. The Hunger Games Catching Fire is going to do huge numbers this weekend and will most likely break some records. Now the second release this weekend.
So I'm giving you a little fire here.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh, I get it now.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were just stepping on the Maddie Minute, but you...
Now, when Maddie and I roll out on the town, they call us the Ohio Players.
They do.
Neither one of us have connection to Ohio, which makes it so weird. Okay, go on. Sorry.
The second release this weekend is called The Delivery Man and stars the sometimes amusing Vince Vaughn.
Please be careful.
This movie is about a slacker in his 40s who finds out he is the biological father of 533 different people through anonymous donations to a fertility clinic 20 years earlier.
Also known as the Sean Kemp story.
He becomes aware of this after 142 of them file a class action lawsuit to find out his identity. Now, this movie is written and directed by French-Canadian Ken Scott is an almost shot-by-shot remake of his 2011 film called Starbuck. Starbuck was an international success and won lots of awards at festivals, but what annoys me about this is that the film studios think Americans aren't capable of reading subtitles, so we're given a rehashed English version where even the trailer for the new version is edited exactly like the original. God forbid we see something as it was originally intended and not recreated for our simple American minds. I suggest anyone interested in seeing The Delivery Man, just go online and watch both the trailers back to back, and if you're not completely insulted by this version, it may be a good laugh for you this weekend.
Or spend the weekend with Antonio Cromartie.
If you do find it insulting, then rent the original. As history has proven, with movies and their remakes, the original is always better. That being said, Hunger Games Catching Fire will easily be number one on Monday, and that's this week's Mighty Team Minute.
Oh, I can only imagine what your sick mind is going to do to Jennifer Lawrence in your dreams this weekend.
I'm already looking at the pictures.
You already know, and you know what he's got on his laptop.
Mm. I'm worried about what's on his lap, actually.
He's going to be making that Wally Hall noise.
Mm.
Make him say.
Nah, nah, nah.
That's for you, Jennifer, and that big
Hey, everyone.
Eye.